Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today. It's kind of frustrating, though. A few things to talk about in the news. And today we have a sponsor, Morning Kick, which I will talk about a little bit later. But let's get right into it. There's a lot to cover in this video. The first thing is the Social Security Administration has issued mandates where they're saying, hey, you were overpaid. And because you're overpaid, we're going to demand the money immediately from you. Now, if you have someone like Denise Woods, who was living on $2,048 for her entire existence, she was told you owe us $57,000 in overpayments because of your disability and the payments that you were made. Ow. Well, what we're going to do, Denise, is we're going to stop paying you $2,048 a month for the next 24 months. And that's going to pay back the $57,000. She's been fighting this for this year, but that is criminal, guys. She finds herself living in her car, driving from place to place to place. Now, guys, people are so broke right now. This is horrific. I had no idea how bad this was, that people were living with no money like this. Now, here's the thing about this, is that there are times when when Social Security steps forward and says you need to pay this back, that they will work a deal out and say, listen, we'll do $500 a month, well, forever, until it's paid back. But with Denise's deal, no such luck. Hers is, it's due now or else, okay? So she can't afford it. Now, the one thing that floored me, I'm on the bridge in Corona Del Mar, the one thing that floored me was, you know, when my girlfriend went through her cancer treatment, and she had, you know, a real big support group. Not everybody has that. People like Denise Woods don't have anybody in their lives that can help them get through something like this for advice, place to stay, anything, to where this woman who's retired in her 60s is living in her car. So this is horrific, guys. It's absolutely awful that this is happening. And this is the shape of things right now in our economy. And, you know, it's happening all over the place. So if you know of anybody that's having a difficult time, do what you can do to help them, because there's a lot of people out there that are really, really, really struggling. And this is terrible right now. In California, we have a real problem with homeowners insurance. I am telling you this right now, guys. You're going to see more people lose their homes over the course of the next couple years because they will not be able to get homeowners insurance. Now, there is a plan called FAIR that, if you read the article below, it's not fair, and the rates are so outrageous, and you have to get selected to make sure you can still get coverage, because they can sit there and say, oh, you live on the edge of a hill, you know, you're not going to get coverage anymore. And this is terrible that people are living through this and they can't get insurance coverage. Now, what happens with that is, if you don't have homeowners insurance, they report it to your mortgage company. The mortgage company then can call in the note and tell you, okay, it's due immediately, or get the insurance. So you've seen other YouTubers talk about this. This is catastrophic right now. But as things get more precarious in the economy, you're going to see more and more things like this, to say the least. So, you know, good old Jeff Bezos, he moves to Florida. And you know what that saved him? A year in taxes, $600 million. Is that crazy? $600 million by moving to another state. Okay. Good for you, I guess. You know, there's always an alternative. You know, Florida's so nice. Just can't wait to go there. No, it's the money, guys. That's all it is the do-re-mi. So, a couple things. There are 45 families that have a net worth of over $10 billion, and the list is below. I just graded this, ripped down a house to build a bigger house. So, there's always money out there, guys. There's always people with tons of it right now. So, you know, I'm always amazed. You know, the Walmart family is the biggest family. Then you've got the Mars company, you know, Mars Candy Bar. They're the second wealthiest family. But it's fascinating. If that interests you, the story is below. Now, here's the thing. Final thing of this first little segment here is Snoop Dogg and Master P. Snoop Dogg has made a ton of money outside of music. And you know, getting himself connected and licensing products and things like that. Well, he made a cereal, Snoop cereal. And, okay, you're thinking, okay, it's THC infused or whatever. No, it's just a regular kid's cereal. Him and a man named Master P. And Master P is a record producer that has produced a lot of records in the rap space. Well, they worked out a deal with Post cereals and Walmart to have these in the stores. And what came out of this over the course of the last month was that Walmart's not putting the cereals out there. And Post went out there and did everything they could to suppress the cereal being out there. So they call it cereal suppression. So the cereal lines are not being put out for the public to consume. And they interviewed Walmart employees. There's all these hidden videos. And if you read the story below, you'll see some of them where they're saying, hey, we were told not to put the stuff out. And they're just leaving it on pallets to get old. And you know how it is. Any food product has got to be moved because it's got a sell-by date, to say the least. And good old, you know, Master P and Snoop Dogg are victims of this right now. So share your thoughts on this stuff so far. I think it's all this stuff is crazy. But the Social Security, the people are getting denied, and they're going back and saying, you owe this money immediately. There are more people in this world that are living paycheck to paycheck. And one thing that I got a kick out of is that there is a family. You know, I was filming a little over 2 years ago at Venice Beach. A lot of homeless people. And the advocates were out saying, you know what you need to do? You need to take some of these people and have them live with you. And I said, oh, please, for the love of God, film that, okay? Could you imagine the reality show, which would be the homeless people smoking crystal meth on your, you know, couch watching TV? You know what I mean? Come on, okay? Well, you know, our government steps forward and told families, hey, it would be great if you took families in that are migrant families. So Colin and Jessica Stokes took the first family in Boston, Massachusetts. These people came in through Mexico, moved a couple states, and ended up in the Boston area. And guess what? They get to go live with the Stokes family in a nice house, and they're just thrilled about this. And again, the migrant family didn't want to go on camera, but could you imagine this, guys? Okay? Yeah, they're just helping people out. Don't forget that, okay? and hijinks ensue, okay? So share your thoughts on all this stuff, guys. We have veterans sleeping on the streets, but the Stokes are bringing in these people. So again, let me know. Correct me if I'm wrong, guys, about any of this stuff. This is that house that I want you to understand was listed at, wow, they're ripping it down to the studs. Look at this. Oh my gosh, guys. This was the house that was $36 million as you walk by. $36 million. It went into foreclosure at $22 million. I know that because my buddy Doug that you've seen here, he's the guy that posted it. They're ripping out the walls and redoing the house again. How much money do you have that you buy a $22 million house and you redo it yourself? Again, well, we'll change the walls around. We'll do this, we'll do that. Again, look at this, guys. Is it water damage? Look at that. Okay, $22 million. That is crazy, guys. Look at that. Wow, look at this one too. Okay? Hey, we can't get homeowner's insurance for our $22 million house. Here's the worst thing about this. You've got me. I've filmed in front of this thing now, I think half a dozen times. But man, when you look inside, they've ripped out walls. Crazy. Craziness, guys. Look at this. See that behind me? The deck is all destroyed. Oh my gosh, they did. I'm gonna do something I shouldn't do. Look at this, guys. All inside. Look at that. $22 million. 22, okay? This is the street right there. This is the MOOC with the camera, okay? You know what I mean? That's kind of crazy, guys, don't you think? Wow, 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 wow. Again, no privacy, you know. Yeah, you're right here. It's Corona Del Mar, it's a beautiful beach. But no. So I'll get a better shot of it for you in a second. But let me know what you think about all this stuff so far. Let's talk about our sponsor, Chuck Norris and Morning Kick. You know, when you think about Chuck Norris, he's in his 80s right now. And he has been an integral part of television and movies for decades. But one thing that he has done is he has taken really good care of himself, but he developed a system that has made it so that he can work out longer, have more strength, have more stamina, not have a ton of belly fat, lose joint pain, and just all around be fit. Take a look at chuckdefense.com/Dan. The link is below, and you can watch the video that he put together. It's absolutely amazing on what he came up with. But this program that he came up with eliminated belly fat, eliminated joint pain. You need to take a look at it today because he's clearly doing something right. His wife started the program, and she said that she feels 10 years younger right now. So take a look at it today, guys. ChuckDefense.com/Dan. Take a look at it today. We were talking about Walmart earlier, and Walmart faces a lawsuit that a judge says can move forward. And the reason for that is that Energizer, the battery company, and Walmart, they said, fixed prices and made it so that things were more expensive in the Walmart stores when you bought the multi-packs. And what you have is good consumer groups that step forward and realize this and say, wait a second, they're like a third higher than they are at other places. And they got nailed for this, and they got a lawsuit for this, and now the lawsuit can move forward. So Walmart, you know, doing some stuff lately. First it's the cereal suppression.
Wait, now it's right hanging on there.
Batteries and things like that, but that's interesting. So another thing is, it's not just here in the United States. Kristen Schensel is a real estate broker in the Toronto area. In the last year, her car, her 2019 Range Rover has been stolen 3 times in a year. Okay. Now, why am I laughing? Because the last time the car was stolen and the insurance company gave her a rental car, that got stolen too. So she said 4 cars stolen in 1 year's time. Is that nuts? Okay. And guess what? They're not going to do anything to these people. You know that. They're going to arrest them, let them go, and tell them never to do it again. So it's crazy. Absolutely crazy. And a woman found out inside of a Dollar Tree, she was furious about this, found a scanner, and I don't know why you'd open it up, and because you don't work there, but the scanner showed that prices were going to go to $1.25, $2, and $3 inside of the Dollar Tree. So it's, again, we've called this before, it's not the Dollar Tree anymore, and there's really no 99-cent stores anymore because everything that you want is $2 and $3. You walk in these stores and you have to look at the prices now. That's the most frustrating thing about this. You used to be able to walk in there and they would get upset with you when you'd say, hey, how much is this? It's 99 cents. Quit asking, it's 99 cents. Now you don't know what you're gonna get from product to product. And it's getting more expensive. But this woman was freaking out. Story is below, take a look at it, because when do you draw the line? When do you say enough is enough with this stuff? So share your thoughts on this. We are starting to see so much when it comes to the cyber attacks and ransomware attacks. Here's a good one. Two tech guys, that one guy's a spy, one guy worked for a tech company. They've started an insurance company together that's going to combat this, so they're going to be able to protect people from cyber crimes and ransomware attacks. It's not just, hey, change your password, but you've got to be able to protect companies from this and make them safe so they don't lose everything when these things happen. So kind of a cool story, check that out. And then Dr. Suzanne, I love when you guys send me stuff. Okay, I really do. I try to read absolutely everything. Dr. Suzanne, who's retired right now, she's out, sends me a couple things about a loan origination website talking about the different banks that I had never seen before. It was the first time I saw it. But one thing that you're seeing is there's a lot of problems with, like, New York Community Bank Corp was going to merge with Flagstar Bank. That may not happen, guys. So I love stuff like this. And then Dr. Suzanne has a website because she says, oh, clearly you have Rosie and you love dogs. Healthyandhappydog.com. Did I get that right? Did I butcher it? Yeah, healthyandhappydog.com. But the link will be below. Check it out. But just ways to feed your dog, ways to take care of your dog. And we all want them to live as long as possible. And I'm a firm believer in that, too. So, you guys, again, I appreciate everything you guys send me. And it's all well-meaning, and it really does. It helps us all, too. So take a look at that stuff, guys. I'm going to finish this video with these last couple stories. And the first one is Rite Aid has got huge layoffs coming. Plus, this person sent me a great website called thelayoffs.com, which shows individual companies that you can search and you can figure out who's laying off what. But Rite Aid is the latest to lay people off. Isn't that crazy? So thelayoffs.com. Now, the other thing is that people are talking about depositing cash and the fees that they're having to deposit cash handling fees. And I found a great website that has all these different bank fees. And if you, man, I'm telling you, they're charging us for everything. Hello, you walk through the front door, $5. You want us to email you, $5. Excessive transaction fees. What does that mean? What if you go on a vacation and you buy things? Well, that's excessive, Dan. We're going to charge you $5 a transaction. Craziness. So please take a look at this, guys, because it's only getting worse right now. By the week, by the month, you're seeing banks going out of businesses, companies going out of businesses, out of business, and you're seeing more and more businesses, especially restaurants, that cannot make it right now. So get ready, guys. You're going to have a very interesting 2024. Please don't forget to hit the like button. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. You want to email me, hello@iallegedly.com is the email address. And also, don't forget, we have an email going out, so you can join the email list, and I'll leave this little link right here. If you want to take a picture of this thing, this is the QR code. It'll take you right to the email sign-up. You can sign up instantly from your cell phone and do that. It's very easy to do that. Check it out today. Onward and upward, guys. I will see you guys very soon.